Vishnu Pad Paramhamsa Pravivukchakacharya Stota Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Iskam Founder Acharya His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prim Shikha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shwadvita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Radhakun Shamakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vindham Dham Ki Jai Shri Navdip Dham Ki Jai Shri Maripur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Yamuna Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai Sankirtan Yagya Ki Jai Birhad Murdanga Ki Jai Gaura Premanande Hare Hare Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pracharya Desha Tarine Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna everyone, welcome to today's ecstatic Srimad Bhagavatam class. Haribo. Today we are going to read Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 9, Chapter 19, Verse 11. Please read, I will read first. And then please read after me. Sambhata Vishana Sopi. Yajaya kupalabdhaya Kalam bahuti tambhare Kamar nadya pitushyati Sambhadha vishana supi Yajaya kupalabdhaya Kalam bahuti tambhaje Tamai nadya pitushyati Sambhadha vishana supi Yajaya kupalabdhaya Kalam bahuti tambhaje Kamai nadya pitushyati Sambhadha vishana sopi Yajaya kupalabdhaya Kalam bahuti tambhaje Kamai nadya pitushyati Sambhadha vishana sopi Yajaya kupalabdhaya Kalam bahuti tambhaje Kamai nadya pitushyati Sambhadha vishana sopi Yajaya Upalataya Kalam Bhavati Ambhaje Vaishnavis, thank you very much. Word for word. Sambada Vishanaha rejoined with his testicles. Saha, he. Api, also. He, indeed. Ajaya, with the she-goat. Kupalaptaya, whom he got from the well. Kalam, for a time. Bahutitam, of a long, long duration. Padre, oh my dear wife. Kamai, with such lusty desires. Na, not. Adya api, even until now. Tushyati, is satisfied. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. My dear wife, when the he-goat had his testicles restored, he enjoyed the she-goat he had gotten from the well. But although he continued to enjoy for many, many years, even now he has not been fully satisfied. Please repeat after me. My dear wife, when the he-goat had his testicles restored, he enjoyed the she-goat he had gotten from the well. But although he continued to enjoy for many, many years, even now he has not been fully satisfied. Purport. When one is bound by affection for one's wife, one is attached to sexual desires that are very difficult to overcome. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, one must voluntarily leave his so-called home and go to the forest. Pancha shotvam vanam vrajet. Human life is meant for such tapasya, or austerity. But the austerity of voluntarily stopping sex life at home and going to the forest to engage in spiritual activities in the association of devotees, one achieves the actual purpose of human life.
Om
Gyana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadam Tikam Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha हे कृष्ण करुण सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका खंता राता खंता नमस्तुते ताप्ता कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरे विश्वभानुसुते देवे प्रणमामि हरे प्रिये वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham karoti vachalam pangum langayate kerim yat kripatamaham bande shri gurum dinataranam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya ishvaram Hare Krishna. Begging for all your blessings. So in the translation, it is mentioned King Yayati enjoyed with his wife after his testicles being restored for many, many years. And we can find in the same chapter, it is mentioned how many years are there. Actually, he enjoyed for completely 1,000 years. And even after 1,000 years of enjoyment, still, he cannot satisfy his senses. So we can learn something from this. We would never be satisfied by any kind of material sense gratification, even after thousands or even millions of years of enjoyment. And in the purport, the first line, Prabhupada mentions, when one is bound by affection for one's wife, here one word is very interesting. He said affection. He didn't say love. Because in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, Verse 7, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned, actually, the word love, usually people use this word to indicate the relation with man and woman. But actually the relationship between man and woman, usually in this material world, is lust. It is not love. Love is the only word which is properly used for indicating the relation between Lord Krishna and the living entities. And the whole Krishna conscious movement is to engage us in this devotional service to cultivate this love between the living entities and Lord Krishna. Although the purport is very short, but it contains so many meanings. And it says, one is attached to sexual desires are very difficult to overcome. Yesterday, His Grace Jananivas Prabhu told us the story about Akbar and his one minister bring him to a dying another minister. Even at the dying point, even on the deathbed, still he's thinking of the beautiful daughter of the king. And he cannot forget about sense enjoyment. And similarly, there's another instance. One time, there's an occasion that Prabhupada with the 20 devotees were invited to one householder's program. Usually the householders, they would invite a sadhu to their house to take prasadam, to give them blessings. According to Vishnu Purana, if you invite such a sadhu come to your house taking prasadam, then you get all his benefit, credits. And this time, Prabhupada with 20 devotees came to one householder's program, and that householder is introducing all his family members. Oh, this is my wife. The wife came, folding her hands, little bow down, and then quickly appeared and quickly exit. And then the man is introducing, oh, this is my elder son. This is my daughter. This is my younger son. This is my daughter's husband. And these are their children. All the introduction finished, they left Prabhupada alone with his disciples. And Prabhupada confidentially told all his devotees, this is my sex life. So it's very, very difficult to overcome that desire, sex desire. And in Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this is lust, and the lust has three aspects. So these three aspects are the desires for woman, and the desires for money, and the desires for position. This is what we have to be careful about when we are practicing Krishna consciousness. That's why in the purport, Srila Prabhupada quoted from Prahlad Maharaj, he says, Panchasho Tvam Vanam Vrajit means when one is 50 years old, he should go to the forest. He should take Vanaprastha life. Prabhupada himself, he set up the example of going to take to the... He also went to a forest. That is the best forest of all, Vrindavan. When he was 58 years old, he left his household life, went to Vrindavan. That's how we are here. So it's compulsory, according to Varnashram Dharma, to take Vanaprastha life. Even Prahlad Maharaj is preaching to his father, the most successful materialist in this universe, the demon Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj, 5 years old, he likes to convert his father from a big demon into Bhakta Hiranyakashipu. He told his father in the seventh canto, he said, actually, whoever has a temporary body, whoever has a temporary household life, must be embarrassed by anxieties due to falling into the dark well. Because in this dark well of householder life, there is no water, only suffering. And Prahlad Maharaj, although he is only 5 years old, he told his father, he said, as far as I can hear from my spiritual master, you should go to a forest. Here mentions vanam. Vanam means van, coming from the word van. Van means forest. He said, more clearly, you should go to Vrindavan. Prahlad Maharaj, suggesting his father going to Vrindavan, because that place, Krishna consciousness is prevalent. So his father can become Krishna conscious. And then in that sacred forest, he can take shelter from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although his father didn't go to forest, didn't take to Vanaprastha ashram, but the lesson is for us, for every one of us. According to Vedic civilization, there is a progression of the ashram. Actually, Vanaprastha ashram, vana means forest, prastha means one who goes to. Vanaprastha means one who goes to forest. Prabhupada in many lectures also mentioned that we can show this ability of nonsense up to 50 years. But after that, no more jumping like monkeys. No more jumping, showing this ability of nonsense. Then we go to the forest. It is compulsory. Even Kardama Muni, he is the father of Kapila Dev. We know Kapila Dev, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even he has a Supreme Personality of Godhead at his home. He still left a house. He took the order of renounced life to show an example. Why Kardama Muni, although he has the Supreme Personality of Godhead at his home as his son, still he left his house. In the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada mentions, he took the order of a mendicant and is traveling all over the world to be free from the anxieties of material existence. So every one of us is in anxiety. That's why the spiritual world is called Vaikuntha, the place no anxiety. In every step of this material world, there is a danger. Padam, 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 yadvi padam. Even on the 17th evening time, I was carrying a big envelope, put 10,000 rupees inside, running towards the red bucket near the stage. I want to give donation for Jayapatamar 70th Vyasa Puja. But then, just on the way, something sharp cut my foot, so I got some stitches, some bleeding. So this is the material world. At every step, there is danger. And to simply in order to respect the Vedic literature, the Vedic injunctions, Kardama Muni, he took the renounced order of life, showing an example for all of us. Because Vanaprastha life is a preparation for sannyas life. Vanaprastha is retired life, and sannyas life is renounced life. Actually, the training starts from brahmachari. First 25 years of, or like the first part of your life, one quarter, 25 years, you cultivate yourself to be disciplined, to become a brahmachari, to regulate your senses. And then for another 25 years, you can become householder. And then at the age of 50, become vanaprastha. Vrajit means compulsory, must be. But nowadays, maybe people can say, we didn't have the training of being a brahmachari or brahmacharini. We cannot do that. So that's why Srila Prabhupada, he built the temples in Holy Dham. He said, I made this Krishna Balaram temple, and this is Vrindavan. So he said, I invite everyone, all of you, whoever are 50 years of old, please come here, stay here, in the association of the devotees. We can discuss the pastimes of Krishna and achieve the highest perfection of life. Because if we become vanaprastha, we go to the forest, it's not for living like monkeys. It is not only renouncing the family life and then doing nonsense in the forest. It represents a mentality, a consciousness of renouncement. Usually in Vedic times, the husband, he can take his wife with him, going to the forest, practice this retired life for 2 months. Then they can come home for another some period of time. They stay, take a little rest, then again going to the forest for another 2 months for this training. Again come home, and then again go to the forest for another period of time of training until the husband is fully matured, ready to accept the renounced order of life. And then he can send his wife back to be taken care of by their grown-up son. So that is the mentality. And for us, how to do that? We are very fortunate to stay in Mayapur because Mayapur and Vrindavan, there is no difference. This is also a spiritual forest. In this forest, we can get the associations
of the saintly people, of all the nice devotees, and together we can discuss Krishna Katha and Gaura Katha and chanting Hare Krishna. Since we mentioned Vanaprastha life is a preparation for sannyas life, and the purpose of taking sannyas is to feel the constant companion of the Lord. And it is said by Srila Prabhupada, usually how to feel the constant companion of the Lord, there are two ways. One way is to constantly thinking of the Lord. Another way is to constantly chant the Lord's holy name. But in this Kali Yuga, our mind is easily agitated. So thinking may be disturbed by mental agitation, but chanting is more powerful because the transcendental vibration sound of the holy name of Krishna is none different than Krishna himself. That's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stressed the chanting more than thinking, more than meditating. That's why he said, Kalo nasteva 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 gati randyata. There's no other way, no other way, no other way than chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have to take the essence of this Vanaprastha life. Recently, I heard one class by Srila Jayapataka Swami Guru Maharaj. He mentioned, if we are the third class, please don't jump immediately to the first class. We should go to the second class. If we want to jump, trying to jump to the first class immediately, maybe we have to fall down and cannot continue our devotional service. So since we are not ready to go to the forest and practice, and also nowadays, the sadhus, they're not living in the forest. They're living in the cities. They're preaching in the cities. So the essence is to take the maximum association of the devotees and together discuss the Lord's pastimes. The day before yesterday, just one day before Jayapata Maharaj's departure from Mayapur, on his roof, he had a brief interaction with the devotees who came to see him. And he said one sentence. That sentence is like very strong thunderbolt lines carved in my heart. With great feelings, he expressed how he's loving all the devotees' association. And he said, I cannot stay in Mayapur in the absence of you. I cannot stay in Mayapur in the absence of you. So that's why yesterday he left to Bombay. And I heard he's scheduled to leave Bombay at 12:30. But somehow or other he's so busy, he left maybe around 3 o'clock running here and there. But when I heard from his servant, he's scheduled to leave Mayapur at 12:30, the first thing I'm thinking of is that when he can get his lunch. He's not thinking of even taking prasadam and then go for another program. He's just like that, never stop. Like on the 17th, he's giving Bhagavatam and his Vyasa Puja lecture. He said, I have a job for Srila Prabhupada, not from 9 to 5, but 24 hours a day. He said, I saw personally how Prabhupada is staying up the whole night and writing all these books. And he asked us to read Prabhupada's books. So we should have that mood of performing devotional service 24 hours a day for Guru and Krishna. Here we are so fortunate to have so many illustrious examples just around us. We have His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj 24 hours a day, ready to serve Prabhupada. Prabhupada can call him 2 o'clock in the morning. And he said he quickly washed his face, put on tilak, put on his dhoti, ran to see Prabhupada. And there is another example just right here in Mayapur around us. Almost more than half a century ago, one young man who was 28 years old, he prayed in front of Sri Sri Radha Madhava deities. He said, "My dear Radha Madhava, please allow me to stay here and serve you 24 hours a day for as many days I may live. Please take over my life and guide me." After another half century, this devotee is still alive among us, and we can see his dreams come true. Nowadays in Mayapur, almost every day there is a festival. And there are not only one festival is going on, but multiple festivals are going on. Here is one celebration, the boat festival. Another place is another celebration. Many, many festivals. My friends coming to Mayapur, they said, "There are so many festivals. I cannot even attend all of them. We want to have mystic powers. Many legs, many faces, many eyes, many mouths, many ears, so we can participate in all these festivals." And this example is His Holiness Jananivas Prabhu. We pray all these sadhus may live many, many years to bless us and inspire us. I read His Holiness Bhakti Vinasa Vigna Narasingha Maharaj Vyasa Puja homage to His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. He said, "I pray to Lord Krishna, you live for another 10,000 years. Haribo. In this way, to inspire the whole world to become Krishna conscious and to make the whole world to know the glories of Guru Gauranga and Lord Krishna." Haribo. 45 years ago, in 1974, same month, April, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was in Bombay. He was undergoing an operation. Actually, before that, when he was in Delhi, he developed severe pain in his abdomen. He asked Srila Prabhupada, "I have so much pain, what shall I do?" They said, "Maybe it's a hernia." And Prabhupada said, "Oh, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also had a hernia. The only way to treat it is by operation." And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj, that time he was helping Srila Prabhupada to develop the Juhu project. He doesn't want to miss the opportunity. Even Prabhupada wants him to go to America to perform the operation with better facility, better machine, everything is better. But still he chose to have the operation in India. And the doctor is a devotee, life member. He said, "Okay, now I give you an anesthetic. You count from 1 to 10. That's it. You're not feeling the pain." He said, "I counted from 1 to 7. And then he started to have a wonderful dream. And in his meditating, actually, the Radha Rasa Bihari Ji is doing arti. And then he saw Prabhupada. He went to the front of all the previous acharyas and is giving a report to all the previous acharyas about his preaching. And Srila Prabhupada said, "I have studied all the people on this planet and I find out they are not capable of doing any kinds of austerity, nor were they very good at studying, nor were they very pious, but somehow or other, they took shelter at my feet." Prabhupada, actually, after the operation, Prabhupada came. That is also showing how much love Prabhupada had for his dear disciples. In the middle rushing hour of Bombay, it's very hot, and he's running on the open jeep to come to the hospital. He likes to stop the operation, but anyway, it's done. But then he heard intensely the story narrated by Tamal Krishna Maharaj about his experience during his operation. After that, Srila Prabhupada said, actually, it is so. We are useless. We are not capable of performing any kinds of austerities, nor we can do any nice studies. And we are not very pious. And the only good quality we have is we are taking shelter of our spiritual master. We take the shelter of Guru. We take the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. We are taking the shelter of all the exalted Vaishnava devotees. And that is our only hope. And only in that way we can be saved from the slaughter influence of this Kali Yuga. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada mentioned in one purport that only the direct devotional service, this can bring real happiness for the human being. Actually, he said, the direct devotional service to Lord Krishna is not only simple, easy, natural, and free of trouble, but also is the real source of happiness for human beings. So here we read from Prabhupada's translation said, although Yayati continued to enjoy for many, many years, even now he has not been fully satisfied. And how can we become satisfied? Ahaituki apratihata. What is the meaning of ahaituki apratihata? Means we have to perform devotional service unmotivated and uninterrupted. Only in this way the self can be fully satisfied. Another most famous verse, one of the most famous verses in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 2, Verse 33. It is mentioned, Nahya tumya siva panta vishata samstita iva. Vasudeva bhagavati bhakti yogo yato bhave. For those who are wandering in this material universe, there's no more auspicious means for deliverance than what aims at in the direct devotional service to Lord Krishna. Here in the temple, we have plenty of opportunities to be engaged in the direct devotional service of Krishna. We can chant, we can dance, and especially today is a very auspicious day of Sri Balaram Ratha Yatra and Sri Krishna Vasantaras. May Lord Krishna and Balaram dancing in all our hearts. Actually, if we want to make that happen, we simply go downstairs in front of the Panchatattva, in front of Gaura Nithai. They're none different from Krishna and Balaram. We can dance and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. At the end, I'd like to share a 40 seconds of recording with you by Srila Prabhupada. And we can understand how fortunate we are to be engaged in this devotional service to Lord Krishna. Actually, this is a Prabhupada's talk in 1969, July 16th, as the installation ceremony in Los Angeles for Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkanath. Prabhupada has mentioned, nothing belongs to us, everything is Krishna's.
Real thing is bhakti. What you can offer to Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. Huh? What you have got, what is your value? And what is the value of your things? It is nothing. Therefore, the real thing is bhaktya. Real thing is your feeling. Krishna, kindly take it. I have no qualification. I am most rotten, fallen. But I applaud this thing for you, priesthood. This will be accepted. Don't be perturbed. Always be careful. You are dealing with Krishna. That is my request. Thank you very much.
In this class, Prabhupada was crying. He said, please be careful. We are dealing with Krishna. That is my request. Because we are in such a fallen and rotten condition. However, everything belongs to Krishna. Still, we want to offer that sentiment of love. Baba Grahi Janardhan is accepting that sentiment, that loving emotion from us. But if we don't associate with the pure devotees, how can we cultivate that emotions of love? And in the end, I would like to share another thing that in His Holiness Jayapata Maharaj's Vyasa Puja lecture, he said, that is his order. He said, I want all of you to become acharyas in the future. He said, all of you, that means you, all of you become acharyas in the future. And how to become acharyas? Maybe we are thinking we are not qualified. Mahaprabhu mentioned, he said, simply by my order. Just simply by my order you can become guru and you can become an acharya. And to become acharyas, very simple, three ways. In the most famous Namahata song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shiksha. Bolo Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, Bajo Krishna, worship Krishna means we are offering all kinds of services to Krishna. And Koro Krishna, Shiksha. Whoever you meet, tell them, share the Krishna consciousness with them. Then all of us can become acharyas. And it's very interesting. Prabhupada himself, he took Vanaprastha order at age 58. And also in his purport, he says one compulsorily, one must take this order of life. But on the occasion in 1974, on the occasion that Tamal Krishna Maharaj was getting married, he wrote a letter. He said, I am sending you, some married couples, to preach and establish preaching centers all around the world. And he said, you would be unique examples. Usually, only sannyasis are preaching and traveling all over the world. But Prabhupada is sending all these grihastha couples all over the world for preaching and establishing the centers. And in the same letter, Prabhupada mentioned, if one is fully Krishna conscious, then he is an acharya. Let us all pray under the lotus feet of Sri Sri Panchatattva, Sri Sri Radha Madhava, Astavrinda Sakis, and Sri Prahlad Nisingadev, and all the exalted Vaishnava devotees. We become a surrendered servant and try to render our loving devotional service to their lordships. Get the essence of that mood and try to serve our previous acharyas in this mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching movement. As Prabhupada mentioned, this is a movement of giving people life, a life-giving movement. Hare Krishna. Any questions and comments, please? We can share. Just to inspire you, I have another small story. We can take examples not only from the exalted devotees, but also from, like, maybe ordinary devotees, externally ordinary, and inside actually is not ordinary. During the Naudu Manda Parikram, at the end, there is a section for sharing our realizations. During that session, I shared one realization. I said, in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam,
there's a conversation between Bharat and this and the Maharaj Rahugna. And Bharat mentions to instructs actually his instruction to Maharaj Rahugna that Vinat Mahat Pada Rajubishekam, that we must take shelter, get mercy from the Mahatmas. We must take bath, Abhishek. We must take bath in the dust under their lotus feet. And then we can realize the absolute truth. We can achieve the perfection of life. So then I said, I find out the best opportunity to get this dust Abhishek of all the devotees' lotus feet is to do the parikram. During parikram, when they're walking, there are lots of dust. You can really take in the Abhishek. And then Srila Japata Guru Maharaj Vyasa Puja day, 16th evening time, there's a huge storm, lot of dust. There's one Mataji, usually she's here holding her 4-month baby hearing Bhagavatam class. Because she got the news, Guru Maharaj is going to that place, so she went. And when there's a huge storm, she's not backing up, she's not going home, she still stayed in the pandal. Even all the lights off, even the top of the pandal is flying away, and the securities are pushing her, Mataji, please go home, now it's dangerous. What she's thinking? She's thinking, oh, now I get an opportunity to take bath in the dust of all the devotees. I am thinking how wonderful consciousness, because more than 15,000 devotees, an ocean of devotees coming to Mayapur to celebrate this festival, not only a Vyasa Puja festival, but a festival of gratitude. And so much dust from all the devotees, and she's bathing in the dust in ecstasy. So I would like to share with you. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Can I have a humble request? I want to request my Shiksha Guru, His Holiness, His Grace, Sripad Janani Vyasa Prabhu, to share his realization with us. Because still we have 3-4 minutes, someone can pass the mic to him. I heard he and his Grace Pankajangri Prabhu went for a tour in all kinds of holy places with all the Sankirtan devotees. So they must have a lot of realizations. Do you want to hear? Where is the mic? Please take this one.
It's long enough. I don't think it's long enough.
Someone's getting mic, or maybe Prabhu can talk. I can repeat. I try to repeat. For all the benefits of the Sambo devotees and for all the benefits who are watching on Mayapur TV, please kindly be generous. Maybe. Prabhu, otherwise, do you mind if you come here to... The mic is not come. Oh. Thank you.
Thank you for the very inspiring class. I think the main realization was what you know, Srila Prabhupada has given us. You can't even dream of the festivals that we had last few days. Thousands and thousands of people are coming. to have a vision like Srila Prabhupada, that to build the center in Sridhar Mayapur, it's situated between two rivers. It's flood prone. Every few years it floods, or at least it used to. And there was only one bus coming every day when Prabhupada was here. And wants to spend millions of dollars in this, you know, it seems a crazy idea that you want to build a city here. And but now we see it's all coming true and beyond expectation. There's they were giving the reports of their different departments, and you know, calculating it's running into millions, and millions of people are actually connected somehow or another with Krishna consciousness. So it was nice to see that there was a temple opening in Rajakut. ISKCON temple, new temple is open. But see all the preaching that was going on there in Ahmedabad. So many programs every day, is a different program. And the temple opening was great. The minister came, so it got a lot of coverage. And it's just a beautiful temple. It was built on under the direction of Mahavishnu Maharaj. He inspired the devotees, he instructed them what he wanted, and they manifested that beautiful temple. He built there pure white marble. He wanted everything pure white. And to fulfill his desires of everything pure white, the deities also are very pure white. They're fortunate to offer the Abhishek, some help in the Abhishek. And the worship of the deities there, but I was astonished at the whiteness of the body of the deities, Radha Krishna, Sitaram, Hanuman, Lakshman. I've never seen such kind of white marble, and I thought this is Krishna is also reciprocating with his devotees. Mahavishnu Maharaj specifically wanted everything should be pure white, and so Krishna was okay, so he somehow or another manifests in that form of pure whiteness I'd never seen before. Indeed, Krishna is reciprocating with his devotees and fulfilling their desires. Anyway, it's nice to see how the preaching is going on everywhere, and all these different aspects are being manifested. Well, Prabhupada said one should find out novel ways and means to spread the Krishna consciousness. He said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas for this purpose because people were criticizing him. So he took sannyas and everybody respected him. So he said, in the purport, Prabhupada says that one should find out novel ways and means to spread Krishna consciousness. So we see this now, all these different programs that we're having and how successful they are, Bhakti Brikshas and Namahatas and the different countries around the world. Using novel ways and means, yoga, Krishna's house and things like that. Everybody has different tastes, so Mahaprabhu, he wanted to get everyone. So, by finding out novel ways and means, Mahaprabhu wanted to get to everyone. So we can see how Prabhupada is fulfilling all these desires of Mahaprabhu, and actually it's all it's happening right now. It's growing, you know, so fast. Even when Prabhupada was here, he said, actually, there's nothing anyone can do about it now. Krishna consciousness is spreading too fast. It's not possible for anyone to do anything about it now. This is when he was here. So now we see, after 30 years later, that you know, how much is Krishna consciousness is spreading and still spreading, and how much, you know, it's being more accepted now by official people, government people, and it's getting that recognition at last. due to Prabhupada's grace. And yeah, I like the story you told of when Tamil Krishna Maharaj was had the dream, so-called dream, of Prabhupada. I heard it a slightly different way. He said that Prabhupada said they don't have the knowledge, they don't have the etiquette, they don't know the proper behavior, they're not, he was pointing out these are the habits that they've been used to. But one thing, whatever I say they will do. And then all those personalities, those six Goswamis and everyone who were having the Istigosi, they all looked at one another and they all nodded, yes. That was the greatest qualification. They would just do everything, anything that Prabhupada wanted. So that's still going on today. And devotees are fulfilling Prabhupada's desires. So this is a great qualification. The devotees were able to take up this service of spreading Krishna consciousness. See how it's going to be. Forefront, Mahaprabhu wanted the whole, everybody in the world and the universe to spread Krishna consciousness. So at least now ISKCON is, you see, is leading the way in fulfilling this desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The greatest benediction in the Kali Yuga that living entities can have if they accept this process of Krishna consciousness, the devotional service. So thank you very much for being so instrumental in Chinese yatra and its enthusing the Chinese. You're a very good preacher, very enthusiastic. Thank you for all of your service in China and other places. Hare Krishna. Hare Prabhupada ki.
Jai. Thank you. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.